Hello, my name is Evan Jacobs, and welcome to the Orange County Hardcore Scenester Aftermath Podcast. These interviews are part of an ongoing series chronicling the hardcore punk music scene in Orange County, California, and sometimes elsewhere. They are an addendum to the film Orange County Hardcore Scenester. This is a documentary I made that chronicles the 1990s hardcore punk scene. You can stream Orange County Hardcore Scenester on Vimeo. For $2 a month, you can watch every Anadenia film by subscribing to Anadenia Films Unlimited on Vimeo. Links for all this stuff are in each episode description. To support this podcast, please like, rate, and review it. Also, please subscribe to Anadenia Films TV on YouTube, where you can view all of these podcasts in their original video form. How old were you when you were the editor-in-chief, and what kind of hours are we talking, are you working at this point?
Yeah, I was about 22 years old when I took over as editor-in-chief of Main Street. Hours were all over the map. I usually would come in between 10 and 11 a.m., but I would leave around 7 or 8 p.m. because there would be a show to go to immediately thereafter. So at the time I became editor-in-chief, we were in Whittier. So Main Street actually started, by the way, I'll give you a little quick history before I get back to this. Main Street started in Riverside in 1989 and then had moved to Orange County and moved to Buena Park in the, I believe, mid-1990s. I'm going to throw out a year, and again, I could be wrong because I wasn't there when they moved to Buena Park, but I believe it was about 1995 or so, somewhere in that range. Then by 1999, we were moving to Whittier. So in the year 2000 is when I took over as editor-in-chief, and so I would go into the Whittier office around between 10 and 11 a.m., stay there till usually about 8 p.m. or so, and then immediately after I'd leave Whittier, and I'd either go to Long Beach or Orange County or the Inland Empire or to L.A. proper, sometimes all the way out to Ventura, and go see shows. I might be on the list for one show. I might be on the list for multiple shows. I remember one night I drove from Ventura to L.A. and then finished off in Orange County. So I was on the list for three different shows. There was an early show, a mid show, and a late show, and I happened to time them out perfectly so I could see all three of them.
And are you living in Laverne?
Still living out in Laverne at the time, too. So, and then I would drive all the way back to the Pomona area, which was a good 40-mile, you know, haul from L.A. or from Long Beach or from deep Orange County, and you know, get to bed at 2 or 3 in the morning and then wake up at, you know, 8 or 9 and do it all over again. And I even was in the office on weekends, especially when it came closer to production time. And the last week of every month was our production months, our production week, I should say. So we were getting ready to put the magazine out. The magazine usually came out the first week of the month. And so the last week of the month, those weekends were usually me in the office trying to get all the pieces together so we can finish up our design and get it over to the printing company and have them print it. So hours were full-time, but I would say they were even fuller than full-time most of my time when I was editor-in-chief.
How was distribution worked out? Because Main Street, I mean, seemed to be everywhere. Like it was, I mean, that's how I probably ended up writing for it, is I probably did, yeah, similar to what you did in college. I probably just emailed you and said, hey, Waleed, my name's Evan. I'd like to write for Main Street.
Yeah, and I think I knew your name because of the films that you were doing. And again, there was some connection there. But as far as distribution, initially we had some folks that were doing our distribution for us that, you know, I think they were paid kind of piecemeal in a sense that, hey, every month we'll give you a check if you go and drop them off in all these places. And then I think later on, at some point in time, the publisher connected with the LA Weekly. And so, you know, he said, look, the LA Weekly, you folks are dropping off all over the place throughout LA and Orange County and whatnot. Why don't you just take our magazine, and when you do your drops, drop our magazine off as well, too, because you already have drivers. You already have your distribution system kind of set up. So why don't you just, you know, we'll deliver our magazine to you, and then you pick up the magazine, put it in your trucks, and drop them off whenever you drop off the LA Weeklies, too. And I think that's what ended up happening, was that the LA Weekly, we paid them to drop off the magazine and to circulate the magazine and distribute it to all the different points throughout Southern California.
So your editor-in-chief, you're there for 5 years. If you don't mind me asking, why do you leave and where do you go from there? Because Todd told me what you do now, but
I left because I felt like I had kind of reached a plateau. I had been doing this for 5 years. I enjoyed it, but I felt like I had other options. There were other things I could be doing. I was, now getting in my later 20s and into my 30s, and I was thinking about, well, what would be next for my future? I had no issue, doing the magazine. I really enjoyed it. I had a wonderful experience there, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, but I just thought, I probably should move on to something else at this point. It's been 5 years, and there's nowhere for me to go. If I stay at Main Street, I'm going to stay there in the same position. There's nowhere to ascend. I've reached the top position at that point. So I figured it was time for me to hand it off to someone else and see if they can do different things and maybe, do better things than I did. And also that, maybe there are other opportunities for me. Again, I was a musician. I was playing in bands. I figured maybe I can do a little bit more playing as well. I could freelance. So I walked into the publisher's office. This would have been probably April of 2005, and I remember walking into his office and just saying, hey, I think I'm done here. And he's like, you're quitting? I said, yeah, I think so. I think I'm just done, I think I'm going to move on and find something else. He said, well, who's going to hire you? Or do you have another job already lined up? I said, no, I think I'm just going to freelance and make my money that way. By that point in time, I'd already been freelancing for several other publications, and he was totally cool with it too. So I'd been working full time at Main Street, but on the side, I was freelancing, and I figured, I have enough freelancing income to kind of keep me afloat. I figured, maybe I can go on tour with a band. And it actually worked out really well because there was a band that started to go on tour. I connected with some folks, and we toured for about a year after I left Main Street. So, but from 2005 to 2006, I was on the road kind of here and there, and it was a lot of fun. And I got to kind of, put my tour boots on and go out there and play some music after writing about music for such a long time. And that was exciting. So I did that. And then in 2006 or so, a friend of mine was working at a local community college and said, hey, if you want, you can do these weekend seminars that we were doing kind of infrequently, and they needed to do a weekend seminar on music journalism, and want to see if you would be interested in teaching that. You obviously have experience in that. And I said, yeah, I'll teach that weekend seminar. And I did that. And he said, look, we actually have a magazine class here on campus, and it's been kind of dormant. And he knew the dean of that particular division and said, look, if you want to teach this magazine class, I can put in a good word for you, and I can introduce you to the dean, and he can talk to you, and you never know what can come of that. So I talked to the dean, and the dean said, yeah, I'd be interested in bringing you on board. You seem that you have experience running a magazine, and you taught these weekend seminars, and apparently the feedback has been good. So I end up teaching a semester long, regular class at this community college on magazine production. And that worked out really well. We actually, my students were getting awards, from top honors in different divisions, for regional awards, even state awards as well in the state of California. And the dean said, look, you're doing really well here. We'd like to keep you on board. But in order to do so, you have to go finish your master's degree. And so I ended up going to Cal State Fullerton for my master's degree. And I did that in communications over there. And when I finished my master's degree at Cal State Fullerton, I was talking to some of my professors, and they ask you sometimes, so what do you do? I said, I teach a class up the freeway over here. At that point, I was also a part-time editor at the Inland Empire Weekly, which was kind of like the LA Weekly or OC Weekly, but for primarily San Bernardino and Riverside counties. And I was an editor there running their calendar section, which is basically like the arts and entertainment section of the weekly over there. And they said, look, might you want to maybe teach part-time here at Cal State Fullerton? We might have some openings, you know, for some courses that you might be interested in. I said, of course, yeah. You know, I mean, this is now my alma mater, and I can come back and start teaching here. So I taught part-time at Cal State Fullerton for 3 years.
What did you teach?
I was teaching primarily entertainment and tourism communications classes. So I was teaching a class called Entertainment Society. I was also teaching feature writing. So that's basically magazine writing. And then a few years after that, there was an opening for a full-time position. So I applied for that and I became a full-time lecturer, then an assistant professor, and now I'm an associate professor of communications at Cal State Fullerton.